The Eurozone's finance ministers have signaled that Greece could still get a loan installment it needs to avoid bankruptcy, but they said the final decision will be delayed until later this month. The move comes amid ongoing concerns that Athens may not be able to reach deficit and spending targets set by its lenders. Meanwhile, world stocks hit a fresh 15-month low today, and the dollar rose to a 9-month peak as fears over a major banking crisis in Europe mounted. The sharp decline was also influenced by expectations Greece could soon default, accelerating a global economic slowdown. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Vanessa Rossi, economic advisor to UK-based analysis company Oxford Analytica. She says there will be continued market volatility for some time to come.
I think that we're going to see this roller coaster continuing until we have a number of firm resolutions in place. We have seen the market dive, then it's recovered because of the news about the potential movement with the EFSF bailout plan. Then, of course, we're back again because of the risks of this Greek default being more imminent than perhaps we would like. So I think it's very difficult to see our way out of this problem of volatility, at least for a few months yet. What we're hoping is that with the European leadership now in a better place to be able to roll out the terms of the EFSF, the size of it, this will give the kind of backing for securing the rest of Europe in case the Greek economy moves ahead to a default.
Obviously, ministers were meeting about this Greek situation. At the end of the day, do they have to give this money to Greece? At the end of the day, if they don't give this money to Greece, does it predict disaster?
I think it will be taken as a signal of imminent default. I think that virtually every economist analyst who's looked at this issue knows that the Greek debt position is practically impossible. The question is simply how you handle a transition to something that's called reprofiling of debt, restructuring, or a plain outright default. And the great hope is to be able to manage this in order to prevent disorder breaking out. Clearly, the more Greece is pushing now to saying that it cannot manage, that it cannot meet conditions and therefore may not get this tranche of money, the closer people fear this default situation is becoming. And if it's too close, then we haven't all of the other mechanisms in place to treat the problem when it arrives.
Coming back to the euro itself, Vanessa, at the moment it's trading very badly. Is that a bad omen or can it really get itself out of this?
Well, I think we should not take the level of the euro on world markets as the indicator of a resolution. But even if we look at that, while it's trading badly, it's fallen. It's actually not back to the lows that we saw in 2010 when the Greek crisis first broke out. During the summer of that year, it went down to around 125 against the dollar, and it's currently trading above 130. So I think we haven't seen any fully fledged panic about the euro. It's simply sinking back to some previous low points that it's seen in recent years. So I think we should not take that anyway as symbolic. If we're thinking of the whole of the eurozone, there is no sense at the moment that the euro itself is in danger. The main economic partners in Northern Europe are very solidly together. They are already working on packages that can help other countries through these problems. And we should really see the difficulties now as pinpointed on Greece alone.
Could it be that one country may decide that they just don't want to be part of the euro anymore?
Well, I think we probably have to think about some potential of this happening with Greece because of the very insuperable economic problems and financial problems that it faces, and because of the concerns of people within Greece. It's not clear whether the Greek public is going to back its government or vote for the euro or so forth. So what we have to do for the rest of Europe, though, is to ring fence this and allow Greece time to make its own decision in a rational way. That is the hope for that solution. For the rest of Europe, I know that all of the old protagonists who disliked the euro are all out in force. They're all seeing this as a potential breakup situation. I simply think that's plain wrong. The euro is working very well for most of these countries. And to think about breaking it up is so impossible, so disruptive at a difficult time for economies that I don't think any sensible government will want to go down that route.
The economy, the situation with markets, it just seems to be hitting the headlines all the time now. Are things going to get better or are they going to get worse before they get better?
I think the unfortunate fact is that most of the outlook over the next few months for the Eurozone economy is going to be highly dependent on what's happening in the rest of the world. As we saw in 2010, if the rest of the world is growing well, that is China, the emerging markets, then, of course, that leads to exports for the leading countries in Europe, and that pushes the growth up. We saw a much better performance in 2010 than most people expected, and that can return if global markets are stronger. But because of fiscal austerity and because of all this focus on the fiscal crisis, the financial problems of Greece, it's very difficult to generate internal growth at the moment. I think this is both good and bad for Europe compared with the U.S. Exports do actually push up economic growth and jobs. In the U.S., it's simply too weak to do it. In Europe, we haven't very strong consumer demand. The U.S. really has to generate that, or else it doesn't have any growth at all. So we're dependent on the external market. The U.S. is dependent on its own consumers.